Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oh, there's water on me. Water for me and my...
Welcome back to another episode of Versus, and this is the Squadcast with
Yeah.
You want to put your microphone by your face?
I would like that.
Wow.
Is your first day at school?
Come on, man.
Hey, welcome to
the... No, I know you ain't talking. We had to take 3 hours.
You just talking without a mic in your face? You done it? Hard enough to hear you with the mic.
Amateur.
Welcome back to another episode of Versus. We are the Squadcast.
To hear versus obesity. Obesity wins. You
it's
lose.
A very dark place. I'll take it. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Shut up, man.
Are
you
going to wear that headband the whole time of this episode?
Oh. Are you going to keep that ash on them legs the whole time we doing
Ooh,
this?
Ooh, halala, halala, halala.
Them some big old thighs.
That's low key. Yeah,
that's
key
not a thigh. That's a calf.
Oh. Spillage village.
You thought that was my thigh? Shut up, man.
What? Your socks over there squeezing your calves.
It's called compression.
are they really compression socks?
No, they were not meant to.
Every pair of socks is compression socks.
Not at all.
Why did you choose those socks?
Because they match with my Air Forces.
I don't like your fashion.
I like themed socks. It's like a whole thing I do.
But you're wearing a sheet as shorts.
Huh? It matches. Shut up, man. Move right along. Move right along. You see the shirt?
Move right along.
No, that chain used to be gold. It is just a silver chain now.
Because it's going through transitions of life. That's a metaphor for life.
I like it.
Fuck boy.
Yes. That used to be a gold chain. You're supposed to go to the middle
Stop
of the mall again.
Lying. Let me see. Wait, turn it around. Let me see the back of it.
Was gold?
What?
Wait,
now it's platinum.
So what?
It's a transition chain.
He got reversible chains.
Shut up, man. I'm out here and I'm lit. And you see this? You see all this water on me? Yeah.
No.
Wow, man.
That watch is going to have your wrist infected.
You got aluminum on
your neck.
Take
that out.
Shut up. You have a thing on your wrist too, and that's fake?
No, that's costume jewelry for women.
So is this.
The whole thing.
So then say that.
I mean, this is BBS. BBS stones on my wrist.
He said, so is this.
But why can women do that and men can't?
No, you can, but you won't
you
say that that's
it.
What
you
it is. I've never heard you say, I got on costume jewelry.
Would I be frowned upon if I said that it was?
No.
That's
I mean,
the
either
it's
way.
You.
It's
you.
You're frowned upon.
Would be cool if I said,
either
as
way,
a man, I have costume jewelry on.
The moment you leave your home, you're frowned upon.
Oh, shut up. But for real, though, so if I said it, then it
Where's
still
Teddy?
At least you'll be a truth teller.
Remember that? Where's Teddy? Anytime you're talking.
You look that.
Teddy Graham.
Oh,
Teddy Graham.
Teddy Grahams don't get they don't get their just desserts.
No, they really don't.
No, Teddy Graham.
We don't talk about Teddy Grahams enough in the lexicon.
Almond milk. Eat them with
eat them
like
cereal.
That is
true.
Eat
them
like cereal.
I had it before because I ran out of cereal.
Fact.
I wanted cereal. One
wait,
morning.
What's
for
in the cereal?
Wait, don't
for
cereals have to? I mean, don't things have to be like
what?
Engineered a certain way to
no.
be like
no.
to
no.
withstand?
How fast do they get soggy? Don't they get soggy?
I mean, they get soggy fast. You got to eat them fast.
No, sometimes I take those Oreo minis and eat that as cereal too.
What?
Wow.
The little circle ones. The little circle ones.
That's next. They got a whole cereal for Oreo.
They
like
have
Marie Callender's cookies. Like, you don't ever just make that as
Marie? The whole
it,
cookie?
You just get a bigger spoon? Man, keep going with the show. You ain't never did it?
You be taking Milano's and just throwing them in the bowl?
Whole boat
to here.
Back me up on this one.
I can't. I'm a back away for slowly.
You ain't never.
Oh,
no.
Shut up, Pizza Hut.
Shut
remember
up.
Last episode? I just want to say something. We only change clothes for y'all.
Yeah.
This is all the same day. I was thinking, I was like, this is totally, who cares?
No, there was most of me.
No, like, like, once they figured it out, it really defeats the whole purpose.
And they was like, look at their shoes. Everybody's shoes stay the same.
They told me to stop wearing my blues, so they were like talking about my shoes. That's why I've been wearing different shoes every episode, and you can't even see my shoes.
He's wearing different shoes?
No, yeah, he was wearing the blue, the gray. Also, the blue, the grays draw a lot of attention just by the design of the shoe. They're like, oh, this was a fire.
Wait, do you have any shoes that aren't attention grabbing? Like
my Tims don't grab attention.
No, they do.
They're dirty.
Oh, boy.
My Jordans don't grab attention.
They're dirty too.
Your Jordans, he's doing the split. And he's a gymnast.
Why don't you clean your shoes off?
I don't clean my shoes
off. No, you don't. Those Tims look like you are a man of the woods.
No, I don't.
Yes, they do.
You tell me next episode, I'm coming with some clean butters.
What is that?
You're just going to come with butter.
That's what they call them in New York. That's what they call them in New York. You heard?
Negativo.
And then you
just buy a new pair of Tims.
Yeah. And they call them new butters.
No, I'm saying just buy a new pair. If you're not going to clean them, don't just keep wearing them.
I ain't never seen you with no Tims.
That's because I don't wear Tims.
But the shoes also aren't dirty.
Well, shut up.
These shoes are worth more than all the shoes you wore today.
No, they're not.
They are, though.
How much they cost?
Simple rebuttal.
They are, though. No.
Try me again.
I wore the retro ones, the Concords. Those cost $280.
What did they
cost?
You're lying.
Those
aren't the retro ones.
The 11s, the Concords.
What did they cost when you got them at Ross?
They were $280.
My fours were $220, so that's $500.
You're lying.
You spent $220 on those?
For the fours?
Well, they got to come in wide.
$220 pesos?
And these right here, Wahana.
Those are the winter green forces.
Those are still less than everything you just named.
100 rupees.
I'm being honest with you.
That's a nerd joke. What is a rupee?
He knew it. He laughed.
What's a rupee?
I mean, it's the money in India. I mean, come on.
That's a nerd joke. You didn't know what a rupee was?
I also said pesos and you didn't laugh, so you didn't know.
That's not the show.
He went down the ladder. Oh, yeah, yeah. National currency of India. We were all laughing. We got what's a rupee? Oh, it's a real thing?
He went down the line looking for a friend.
Gigi was like, it's a culture. Back it up, huh? It's a cultural thing.
Back me up here, man. Start me out, man.
Let's go ahead and get it cracking off.
Get it.
Yo, the first one we have is whoopings versus creative punishments.
You don't say it. I'll say it. The first topic of the show we have, whoopings versus creative punishments.
I'm
very much torn on this one.
Why? Yeah, this is a little biased.
Because I see the benefits of both of them, and I think they can both be very, very good.
What?
But I know which one I'm going to go for, but it's very, very difficult. Because with whoopings, outside of it being a right then and there punishment, you get some of the best sleep after you get it.
Oh my God.
Like you gonna sleep. That's REM sleep. REM sleep. I can't even hold you. REM sleep.
Got some of the
REM sleep. Just, you wake up like, you go outlook on life.
You gotta go and thank your mom. Hey man, what?
I was tripping.
That was a thing you did.
I was wilding.
I was tripping. I was really just
tired.
You got
for me now that dinner tastes better when you eat it. You like all
you got the gray on your face from all the tears.
All that tear and dried up.
The crust all on your face.
Because you're going to sleep after.
Oh, yeah.
On fetal position.
Those whoopings take out whatever energy you had. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock. Right. You're in the bed. Like, yeah.
but that day's
over.
But that's the worst feeling after a whooping. You feel like nobody loves you. You're all alone in the world. Yeah. It's the deepest, darkest depression that you're ever been in.
You know what's funny? The only thing when it feels better is when you and your siblings all get whooped. Y'all all in there licking your
wood. Let me see you.
Like we used to be in there. Like she got me with the buckle 3 times, man. She gotta watch the buckle, man.
She gotta watch the buckle.
It's nothing worse.
I'm cool with the leather, but the buckle.
With the buckle, and then telling your mom like, "But you hit me with the buckle." It's like I don't give a shit.
Don't give no shit.
She be like, she ain't trying to understand.
Because in the beginning, when you get hit with the buckle, she be like, "I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't trying to do that. You just made me upset." But like after it becomes a thing, you getting whooping. She be like, "You hit me with the buckle." Shut the fuck up.
Low key, she was doing that on purpose, though.
Have you ever been sent out to the backyard to have to go pick your own switch?
Oh, that's
how I know you're old.
I remember
you are old. I had to pick my own switch.
That's country.
And country.
My dad used
Why did they make us do that?
It's cruel and unusual worst. Punishment. The first time I did that, I did not realize that the thin switch is worse. I'll show you, Grandma.
And you know what?
I got her a long, thin one, and she went to work. I was like, this is a bad choice.
You know what? And I've learned that from my brother that you're not supposed to get the thin ones. So when my dad sent me to go get my switch, I remember getting getting like a twig, like a little dry kindling twig. I was like, oh yeah, this will work. So when I go in there and he looks at this, he was like, okay, come here. So then he tried to whoop me with it, and then of course it broke and it didn't hurt because I was like, ha ha. He was like, that's cool. Now go get another one.
He must have hit you
and
on
I
the
was
shoulders.
Like, wait.
The thing as a kid, you always thought like if you got away with it, it would be over.
Right.
He's like, no, go get another one.
Wait, question. How many of you have been put on a, what's the other one?
Creative punishment.
Restriction.
Like, I mean, like without getting
grounded.
A whooping.
See, my dad used to do that. My dad used to treat me like I was just in prison. He would just be like, you can't come out. Like, so he would take me to the library and make me just, I would get books. So that's where my imagination came from because I had to spend a whole summer in my room.
What were you reading?
With the books.
Just a bunch of, that's when I started reading Judy Blume, Super Fudge, Tales of Fourth Grade, Nothing. That's where I really became creative.
You read Super Fudge and was like, this ain't not no fudge in it at all. It's no regular fudge.
Beverly Cleary, like I was
Why
a
are you
reader.
All those
I was a so I but so,
so wait, you, Babysitter's you would get that Club. Instead of getting a whooping.
So see, but see, that's what would happen. So my parents got smart because I would always prefer a whooping because I'd be like, go ahead, hit me so I can go outside and play. So then they seen that and then they were like, no. Get your ass in that room. And I know kids don't play today, but back in the day, hearing your friends play outside, it's mental murder.
It's big FOMO.
It's like, you looking out the window, they like, it just looks so much
and
funner.
And their fun is way more fun when you're in the room.
None of those things were popping.
They jump
on
rope and there's glitter coming out of the room. Like, yo, what y'all got doing?
Everybody got money for ice cream. It's a different thing. It's
like, the ice cream man pulls up like ice cream's free for everyone.
Like, what's going on outside? You get whoopings and still have the strength to go outside afterwards?
Oh, I would prefer whooping. Hurry up and hit me so I can go because I'm a shake it off.
My mom,
I would be ready to go. Whoop me, let me go.
My mom
whoop me, let me go.
I get whoopings when my mom would take like drink breaks in the middle.
Oh, that's
come back.
That's whoa, that's next level.
Up and then take a swig of whiskey.
Nigga, what were you doing? To get these
whoopings. No, we got country bare booty whoopings. Everybody got to line up, drop trail. You pick your switch. You get beat however many age, whatever age you are. So if you 10, you getting 10 licks, okay?
Damn.
And then you got to go.
Different.
And
y'all
then
really
Deacon Thomas was not playing. So you didn't just get a whooping. You got whooping and you got restrictions.
I like that shit. Whooping and restrictions? He doubled up.
You're
supposed to double up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
I got. I got whooped and sent to my room. No
See?
Television, no video game.
And
no
I remember
computer.
Once.
Right.
That's, yeah, my no, dad nothing. Tried to tell me I could not play Nintendo with my brother for 2 weeks after I got my whooping. So you know what I did? I went in my room and I made and cut out a little paper Nintendo. It was like this on the paper controller.
I'll show you. I'm killing it.
Right.
I'll be
I was like,
no,
I don't
no,
even
no, you're
need
not.
A real
paper.
Nintendo.
I'll show you.
I don't need a real one.
You appreciated that real one.
I'll show
I got
you.
Infinite lives. It's paper.
The whooping, at least, it, as bad as it was, it had an end date in sight.
Right.
Punishment for weeks is just like, bro, you just hoping your parents forget or like let you off. Okay, you had 3 good days.
Right.
But the thing about a whooping that's worse, knowing you got a whooping coming and you're just in the room
and
waiting
you don't
for
know
it.
When it's coming.
That bro, that feeling you get in your stomach.
So
my
every
dad
sound is
up and down the hall.
Just whoop me, bro. Whoop me. If you're going to whoop me, just get it over with.
Right.
Yeah.
And then sometimes my grandma would actually forget, and I fall asleep, and she'd wake me up.
Oh.
You thought I forgot.
Wake you up with the whooping?
With the, you
that's
know that
the worst
alarm clock. The kid all scared straight. You're like,
yeah.
And he gets up. Like, that was me. Like, if I fall asleep, bro, you got to no
that's
harm,
not
no
fair.
Foul.
Yeah, waking up to a whooping.
You got to wait till the morning, man. You can't wake me up. Oh, you got whooped in the tub?
Nah.
Oh, my fresh mom, out the shower.
Wait, my mom would catch me
back?
After the shower.
Out the tub?
Out the tub.
I never had that. I got a different type of whooping.
With a belt.
Yeah,
I got beat with a belt,
I never
extension cord, foam cord,
exactly.
Race
never got
track.
The switch.
I
it was always
this.
A belt or a switch
cord. I had a paddle.
My grandma just.
Oh, yeah. Come here, let me work on my left.
Until she couldn't do it no more.
Speed bag.
Mom just caving my chest in something crazy.
No, my homegirl, his mom was like, I can't whoop you no more. She just socked him in the chest.
Yeah.
In high school.
What?
And she had hands.
Yep.
She would cave their chest like just like boom, boom. Don't do it again. They
yeah.
That's
walk
abuse.
Away
most of it was abuse.
But the
craziness is growing up, I got whoopings and I got restriction. But as a parent, I haven't spanked my daughter since
well,
she was five.
I'm about to give it to the pig's feed. And they just like, come on, dope boy. Not enough for both of y'all.
Laugh,
but no, so that's one thing. Like, I don't whoop my dog because I don't feel like it's an effective way to discipline a child as a parent. Now, when I was growing up, I felt like maybe I did need some, but I haven't whooped my daughter literally in 10 years.
You know, the thing about whooping is, like you said in the beginning, like in that moment, they're effective. But like when the kid get back to school, they're going to be with their friends.
Absolutely.
They're going to be back talking or playing in class, whatever it is. So like the whooping is really only effective in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, for them to pay up for the, but like you, like the punishment.
What?
I don't know, man. I left.
to counter that, though.
You just can't let it go for too long. You got to stop him. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to give him a break. It's like,
to dream when you think,
I was like, what are you doing?
Because when I said that,
you know what? Everybody messes up, okay? Because I do it more than all of you guys highlighted.
I was literally listening to you, and my brain was like, no, he's not
talking about shit.
He's just saying, like, to lift him up. Stop talking. You don't have a point.
It took a minute, and I was just like, what? He's like, I don't know. Y'all let me go for y'all let me go a lot longer than I thought it would.
You know what I'm saying? I would rather take my big 6'4", 280-pound father giving
her
me
dad
a whooping
is big, though.
Over my 5-foot little short Korean mom.
Really?
Because Asians torture their children. Mm. They don't really, they don't usually discipline them, but if you, they torture them.
You look so sweet.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a thing called Chinese water torture.
They don't really spank or whoop their kids like that, but like if you mess up in school, they don't play about that. So I remember one time my dad was away for the military for doing something. And so me and my brother was like, yeah, we just hear what mom, we tell her what to do, right? Because she's little. Hilarious. And so she was so mad at us just doing whatever, like, whatever, mom. We're just acting like white kids, right? So she was like, oh, for real? So she made us stand in the corner, put our arms up like this, and had a little ruler up under our arms right here. And if we dropped our arms below shoulder level, she took that thing and smacked it underneath our arms. I was 5 years old.
She was doing Karate Kid training.
I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, where's my dad?
Just whoop me in enough.
Right.
That sounds about right. I had to do wall sits.
Wall sits?
Oh, y'all ever had to do wall sits?
Oh, like yeah. You got to put your arms
you sit
down?
On the,
oh.
It's just a squat. You just sit in a squat.
Who made you do that?
My dad.
Ooh, he's Nigerian that is though, hard. Right?
No, and I know different type of creative things. I remember one time with my sister, she kept like digging out of the watermelon. And so my dad was like, oh, you want to keep it? He kept telling her to stop. And she was just like, kept doing it. So he went and he bought like 2 whole watermelons.
And
she was just like, ooh.
And made her dig?
Yes, but then he tried the same thing with me on some burgers.
And you loved it.
And I was like, nigga, let's go. And you just get started. Because there was a 39-cent hamburger set. He bought like 8. He was like, yeah, eat those. I was like, oh.
No, you guys, you guys,
like, get upstairs. I'm going to whoop you. I was just like, all right.
So the third hamburger, he's like, man, this is, I think he just likes
this. Did not work the same way.
Well, here's the thing about whoopers. Like, whoopers only work in that moment. Right. But like.
He's trying to go double back. He's trying to double back and save it.
Yo, hold on to here. The visual of Doughboy's dad giving him 8 burgers. Yeah, this will show you.
Immediately.
You threw 6 pretty quick. That ain't bothering you. You got 8 more?
He was like, man, that boy can
the
eat.
The 8th burger? Shut up. I'm going to whoop you.
You was doing that with all the food in the pantry. I'm going to eat all the middle of all the food,
that.
Dad.
I don't whoop my daughter either. She's taller than me too, so it's an awkward thing.
That was like awkward.
Like at this point, like we'd have to fight. It would no longer be a whooping.
It's funny when he tries to get mad at her, like, you stop it.
But she got long arms. I'll work her inside out. She ain't got nothing on the inside game. I would if I would sock her ass off. But
you gonna square up with your daughter?
I would. Real hard. But I made her do I made her do Insanity, and she hated that way more.
As a punishment?
As a punishment?
How you going to make her do it, and you ain't even going to do it?
I'm an adult. I don't have to.
You know those workouts. You do it with me. The hell no.
The whole workout.
He was torturing his daughter. He did that. And then this one time, he just went crazy in her room and knocked everything down.
Toss her room. I told her, I tossed her room.
Why'd you do that?
He was watching Scared Straight, and he was like, I'll show you.
He used to be a correctional officer.
Here's the thing. She lied like 3 times in a week about the same thing, about taking my computer. After I like went in my room and hid and all of that, she kept going to get my computer and she kept downloading this.
Wait, you hid it and she would get it?
Yeah.
So you would go to the hiding spot and be gone?
Well, no, I could tell that she was on it.
God, she got me again.
She was taking it to the right
back. No, she kept downloading this like messaging app. Like, I am
the visuals of you going in
like
there is funny.
So she messaging people on this app, and like we done both told her like stop doing this, and she did it like 3 times. So like when she went somewhere with her mom, and she came back, man, I had tossed that whole room, flipped the mattress off the box spring, snatched everything off.
He was looking
what
for
were you trying to teach her with this lesson?
Asked him that same question, Nizelle.
Every time you disobey me, I'm gonna toss your room. and you're going to have to fix it back the same night. I don't care how long it takes.
But what do you – you didn't answer the question.
That's not
true. Because, like, in jail, what is it talking? You like, you scared for your life somebody's coming
after
you.
Yeah, it's contraband. Yeah.
But if I live with you at home as a parent, then you toss my room.
But she didn't like – she hated having her room tossed. She hated having to clean it
Most
up.
Most people hate having their room tossed.
What I'm saying.
So, you're never going to find a guy who likes that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's up here. That's the point. Like, she doesn't like to do that. So, like, every time you disobey or you lie, I'm going to toss your room. So as you anger and upset me, I'm going to do the same thing to you. It's worse on work.
It's creative. I ain't going to lie. Because cleaning up a room that you've seen somebody mess up has to be frustrating.
Oh, my God.
But she didn't expect it.
Oh, you just feel violated.
She didn't expect it. She came in and pushed the door open and was like.
To hear was just standing there with his correctional outfit on. Like, yeah.
I was eating popcorn watching her do it. It was like the climax of a movie. I was like. Oh, I knew that shit was going to happen.
Right.
Have y'all ever grabbed the belt mid-whooping?
Oh, yeah.
No, one time I blocked it.
Don't ever do
That's
that.
Why that meme is so funny. Like, you, I just reflex blocked it, and it wrapped around my arm. And my mom was like, oh, you want to fight? And I was like, no. It was a reflex.
You tried to handle the belt back. Don't hit me with this. Hit me with this.
I got a belt. I got two on me. They didn't take it. Like, they really wanted to hit you and have you just be like, I know. Remember my mom got mad. When I was young, I cried too much. Then when I got older, she whooped me and I didn't cry. Oh, you too big now? Like, how much crying is the appropriate amount of crying that you'll be happy with so you stop striking?
I think it's like two screens and 14.
That's the most embarrassing part.
It's a lot of that.
It's the currency of the rise.
That lasted a lot longer than it should have.
What?
That 2 hours later, you just watch the cartoons, you're like.
When they tell you.
You be plotting your runaway. I mean, I ran away. Nobody even noticed. I just went back home.
My dad was like, well, go ahead. I can take you to the bus stop.
Don't take nothing I bought you.
Don't take nothing I bought. That's what my mama
said. You know I had no money.
And then I remember after a whooping one time, my brother, we had both got whooped, and my little cousin was staying with us that summer. And he was like 5. My brother's like, I'm running away. Come on, little Sam. And he took my cousin, and they went to the woods out back. And so I went out, and my dad was like, where'd they go? I sent it to the back. And so my dad was like,
snitch himself.
No, he knew where they went. He was just like, which direction? So he was like, go back there and tell your little cousin he got to come back, but tell your brother he can stay out there forever.
Oh, damn.
So that I went out sucks. There, and I was like, you know, I'm like, I don't know. I maybe was like 8, and I was like, Chris, dad said you got to stay out here, but then you got to come back. And so my brother stayed out there. It was getting dark.
You come in. No, not you, brother.
And he eventually just came back and was outside looking at like,
we never really planned it out as kids. Where are we even running to?
There's
no place
anywhere.
To go.
Right.
Where are you going
to
go?
You don't have money.
Was nothing walking
distance. You got
distance.
No GPS.
You got one outfit.
I had no family walking distance. I just would have been out there.
And then I think his bag was like full of action figures. Like, what was you going to do when you ran away?
Oh, yeah. We had toys was the first thing to plan. I don't know.
Let's go, He-Man. Expect to gather your next.
You and me.
All right. So here it is.
I would say. Thinking overarching of it all, being a parent and a child, I would say that the creative is better because whoopings are only for in the moment. Yeah. If you make them think, it's going to last longer. So, creative.
I don't think whoopings are only for in the moment because any time that I was going to disrupt my teachers again after my whooping, I saw my mom.
It was a sobering reminder of what it could be.
That's what it did for me. So I'm going to stick with whoopings, even though I don't. Believe in it now. Right. I still may pop my kids when I do my kids,
As a kid, I preferred creative punishment. I don't whip my kids or really punish them now. So
wait, what if they do something bad? What do you do?
Nah, their mom. She kind of does the whole
thing. Wait, does she whip?
We kind of all get in trouble when they get in trouble.
You mean like a group punishment?
I be in there. I be lumped in. The kitchen ain't clean. I be like, it was Zay's turn. But as a kid, I much prefer a whooping. As a parent, I don't beat my kids. Mm-hmm. Creative punishments. No Wi-Fi, much better.
But in raising your kids like that, do sometimes you run into situations where you're like, I may have to break this rule and whoop his ass?
Listen, I didn't like as a kid to be, I told you so. Mm-hmm. That's all my mom used to ever say, because I told you so. So I like try to explain stuff to my kids, but so many times I'm like, I wish I could just say, I told you so, shut up. I don't want to have to answer nothing. Just because I said, shut up. But why say it again? Say another word. But I don't do that. My wife, she scares us all.
Mick?
I will say creative punishment. It takes a little more work as a parent to take the time out to actually come up with something creative, but I think the effects are lasting without as much abusive damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Without the trauma.
Yes.
Yeah, we was abused.
We weren't that abused.
We just didn't know.
We have never abused.
We only didn't know because everybody around us got abused. So we thought, oh, this is just normal. This is what happened. No, we just was all abused.
And then black people always say it's in the Bible, spare the rod, spoil the child, when the truth is that's not what that means. That's what it means. Because the rod wasn't used to beat sheep back then. It was used to push them.
Oh, we was like, nah, so we just misquoted and beat you.
Right. If we spare the rod, then you're going to be a spoiled kid when it really meant you got to push. If you don't push your kids in the right way, the rod was guiding them. Yeah.
So they're saying if you don't guide your kids, you're spoiling
them. They just heard rod. It was like, we could hit you. Jesus said it was cool.
That's not the context. That's the context I want.
I literally told my dad this the other day, and he got into a whole argument with me because Deacon Thomas was like, that's not what that
theological
means.
Debate.
I was like, Dad, I don't want your feelings to be hurt, but yes.
Did
you
he
had,
beat
like,
you then? Like, all right, Meg, I'm beating you now. I'm going to beat you on FaceTime.
Meg, your dad beat you?
Yes. 6'4".
Oh, no, it's just weird for me.
He got big hands, too.
You know when I realized hitting kids didn't work as a disciplinary thing? I remember I was in a store, and I seen this lady. She had two boys. And one of the boys hit the other boy. He hit him, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, hey, don't hit him. And then she hit the boy that had just hit him. And I was like, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You just told him not to do something, and then you did to him what you told him not to do.
It's kind of like an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, though.
Right, but I just felt like in that moment, I was like, there's a flaw here in that teaching system. So.
Yeah.
That's my
I'm going to go creative punishment as well. So, DZ, you were the only one that did whoopers, right?
Yeah. Quick question, though.
Yeah.
For you two.
And you, actually.
Okay.
Have you ever whipped your daughter?
Yeah, when she was younger. But last time I whipped her, she was 5.
When y'all whipped y'all kids, did y'all ever cry?
Yes.
After?
Absolutely. No. Every time. Every time.
You did
it? I would feel bad. I'd never cry, though.
Yeah, I think I'd be more affected by it than she was. Like, I would talk to her afterwards. Do you know why I did that? I didn't want to. I had to. So, it was just tough. Like, okay. Yeah.
I just remember a distinctive moment when my dad whipped me something crazy, and I cried. Crazy, and the next morning my mom told me how much I had hurt him.
Mm.
He was crying the night before.
Really? He beat you for making him cry,
huh?
Did he beat you for making
him cry? No, he beat me and then went to cry, and I was like, I don't understand.
You didn't
did
you have not, to
did
do
you not
this,
hear
sir?
Me? Yeah, like what you mean he cried?
So. You didn't have to do this. I had to suffer through.
You're
it.
The reason why
I said stop. You could have just let it go. All
right, man. We're gonna move on to this next topic right after these messages.
Yeah, yeah. What up, it's your boy, and this is Take. I'm going to just leave that in there so y'all know that this is real. This is your boy, To Hear More. This is Take 156, and I'm here to tell you that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about something real quick. Sex, all right? I said it. It shouldn't be awkward. It shouldn't be weird. We all like it. Sex. Fellas, remember the days when you were always ready to go, the drop of a dime for some sex, okay? You can get those days back. If you need an extra boost of confidence or an extra boost in performance where it matters, check out my good friends over there at Blue Chew. What is Blue Chew? Let me read this verbatim. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know what it's for, okay? But here's the difference with Blue Chew. Because it is a chewable, it starts working twice as fast as a pill. Not only that, you can take this anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. Look, you shouldn't have to plan out a whole 8-hour experience just to make sure you're ready. And if you've had to do that before, this is exactly why you need to holler at Blue Chew. If sex or having a conversation about this sex type of thing has been an awkward situation for you before, you had to go to the doctor, all of that was weird, I get it, man. Going to the doctor, then you have to go to the pharmacy after that. There's a long line at the pharmacy. There's people all in your business. I get it. That's all the more reason to check out Blue Chew, because Blue Chew can be prescribed online by licensed physicians. That's number one, okay? And because it ships directly, okay, it's packaged there, you don't have to go to a pharmacy. It's actually cheaper than going to a pharmacy. It comes right to your door in a discreet package. Now, if you made it this far in the ad, I got something special for you. Because you're listening or watching or however you're digesting this information, you're going to get your first shipment of Blue Chew for free. That's right, completely free. All you have to do is go to bluechew.com. That's bluechew.com. Enter the promo code SQUAD. Did you hear me? SQUADD, SQUAD. Enter that promo code in. You're going to get it completely free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. What's better than that? Nothing. Okay, you're welcome. Let's take the awkwardness out of everything and just check it out. BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD. Last thing, you're welcome. Holla at your boy.
All right, so the next topic is, Dozy, you're going to love this joint, crab legs versus shrimps.
I'll take both. This one kept me up at night. And I didn't know where I wanted to go. Because shrimp can do no wrong in my eyes.
Ever.
Shrimp is just, it makes other foods better. It's like great with a cyst. Like it's good as a standalone.
Great with a cyst.
Like you put shrimp in a salad.
Oh, with a cyst.
Yeah, like you could put it in pasta. You could put it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it just, it goes. But something about crab legs, bruh, like it sometimes feels.
You dip shrimp in your belly button.
Bruh, it's, it's just something. But I can say this though. Crab legs only though, because I made the fatal mistake of trying to lift the roof up of a crab.
It's not what you want.
You only want the legs.
Not what
people.
You
don't
want
what's under there, and it'll ruin
the whole crab.
Dungeness crab, and you pull up the roof. It's like,
try to let the top on the Maybach down.
Man, we were all like, never mind. Yeah. I saw this funny tweet that said, I wonder if crabs know how good their legs are. The only thing, do you need to go to DZ yet? DZ first?
I was gonna say, but the
greatest thing about the greatest and worst thing about crabs is like the meat in there. When you get the, you have to do all the work, which is a terrible part. But then when you pull out that big succulent piece,
That is the payoff.
And it's intact.
It's the best.
You know what I seen somebody do recently? Take out all the crab meat and not eat any of it until they took it all out. I was like, you fucking asshole! It just felt like a stupid thing to do.
I do that with crabs.
It's kind of a strategy.
You dump out all the meat and then
I haven't done it with crab legs, but I definitely do it with crawfish because I feel like the tail is so little, like the payoff of you doing the work isn't worth it. So I would rather do a whole bunch of crawfish at once, get all the tails together, and then eat it.
I can't do crawfish. Crawfish is the ones where you gotta suck
the head off that crawfish.
I can't. That's where you suck the brains out, right?
Yeah.
You eat butt though.
At the end of the day,
you're like human,
but it has no flavor.
You eat crawfish?
No, I was saying butt.
Wait a minute. Okay.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Nah, it's too late, man. You said that. Kev, what you got?
Shrimp, the only problem with shrimp is the black line.
I was just about to say.
Doodle line.
If you preparing
you
your shrimp.
Deveined.
I know, but it's just like once you see it, it just like, it ruins the whole thing. Like, you had Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, but I died. He died at the end of a long day. And then you got it. When you devein them yourself, it's just terrible.
It's disgusting. You realize that they really are an animal.
Yeah. Like, it's the visual of it. Like, it's all I can see in my head.
Or sometimes, like, it'd be hidden. Like a little, and then you eat it, you be like,
you get that crunchy taste. Like,
I've never tasted.
I didn't even find out about the line until maybe 3-4 years ago.
So you've been
crazy.
The line
there's a lot of fried shrimp that they don't even devein it because they're like, you ain't finna look
especially
behind
fried
this.
Fried shrimp, yeah.
Just batter fried shrimp.
You y'all have had the line. Y'all have ate the line.
I think I see it in a movie and somebody, I was like, oh, that's what that is. Like, I really, for years, never knew that.
You thought it was the blood? You was like,
I never even paid attention to be like, what? I just like shrimp.
You thought it was seasoning.
Just popping them.
I was never looking at the line like, what is it? I was just eating the shrimp.
Inhaling it.
Yeah, then I found out later.
She threw a jab every time she said
I know, it's like you don't hear these jabs.
Oh, you was just destroying it. Oh, you went in
there. Noah did a line of popcorn shrimp before he came in.
No. But you know what's best is king crab legs, man.
Oh,
man.
Let's talk about it.
Kev, where was that that we went to in Charlotte?
My thing is, though.
They're so
where did we go in Charlotte? The steakhouse. With the, when they brought up the crab legs
pre-crack.
Pre-crack crab legs?
Yeah, they do that at five Dukes. Stars. Dukes
does you just pull it out. It's
pre-crack
just the crab
is
meat.
The best because you don't have to do none of the work.
You just... That changes everything.
You just
I
get
like
up,
cracking crabs.
Peel the panties off.
Nah, it's messy.
Like it. It's too
much
work.
Too much. And then with the king crabs,
cream crab is too much. It's all sharp on the legs.
Yeah, you damn near.
But this is the one knock on crab legs, though. It's not much that you can do with crab outside of eat crab legs.
Yes,
what?
You can
put it in macaroni and cheese.
Who puts crab in macaroni and cheese?
A lot of
crab macaroni and cheese.
Crab mac and cheese.
I've never.
There's crab fried rice.
Yeah.
Lie to me and say you've never ordered
that. And then a lot of times you can put crab on top of a steak.
Lump crab.
Oh yeah.
Lump crab. Here's the thing though. I grew up
crab cakes,
crab legs with steak. Like I had never had like crab legs alone. So like now when you go to places that don't have steak, I would never order crab.
Really? Wait, you've never had crab legs alone?
No, only with steak.
I usually just do king crab.
You's a bougie nigga for real. That's next level.
I'm not gonna lie and say I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the crab legs they do out here, because I feel like, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys have more out-of-state experience than I do. In California, are we the ones that are famous for putting it in there with the corn and the potatoes and the seasoning?
That originated out here? Louisiana, didn't it?
Where that, yeah, is that from like a Louisiana thing?
Yeah, okay. That's more down there.
I think that makes it.
But is it really seasoned? Like, does the seasoning get through it? Like,
no, but remember when we went to Maryland? And they did it differently? They were just pouring the salt on the actual crab? That was weird.
Yeah.
You said what?
In Maryland, we went there to get some crab, and they actually poured the seasoning on the actual shell of the crab that you're not going to eat.
Yeah,
but that's what the seafood in a bag is.
But the sauce, you just put the sauce all on top, and then you kind of, when you get your meat out, you put
it in there.
But
nobody takes the meat out of a crab and then rub it on the shell.
You put it in the sauce.
Both of y'all, I think, saying the same thing.
But there's also more varieties of crab legs than there is shrimp. Because crab legs, you can have soft shell crab, which you can eat the actual shell.
Mm-hmm. I do like that.
You've got
really?
Like
it's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's weird when you see it, but it tastes good.
You eating it?
Mm-hmm.
But then you got prawns, too, for shrimp?
They're just big shrimp.
But they big, though.
They're either the small kind or the big kind.
And shrimp tacos is probably my second behind ground beef.
The Sky's Tacos over Pico and Union, their shrimp tacos are out of this world. Fish tacos are good there too. But also, the Bubba Gump thing about the how many different ways you can cook shrimp. Mm. Yeah. There is the shrimp scampi is legit.
Yeah.
Popcorn shrimp, fried shrimp is also good. Shrimp in a salad. Like shrimp that whole Bubba Gump thing was good because it was like, there's all a lot of different ways to do that.
But
that's because the shrimp are bottom feeders. There's a whole bunch of them. They're like the roaches of the ocean.
You put it like that,
it sounds horrible.
And then you think about the
y'all seen that video of that crab that jumped out of the pan and turned the heat off?
He turned it off?
Yeah, he hopped out. He was like, and he turned the thing off. There was like four crabs in there. He's like, man, enough. And he turned it off.
Wait, they put him in the pot?
Yes, he hopped.
CGI.
And when you really think about it, crabs is a very barbaric way for us to prepare food. I remember being
crabs.
I used to hear the crabs screaming at like my grandma's house.
It's not screaming. It's the pressure coming out of the shell.
Well, it sounds like this is hot.
Really?
It don't sound like no pressure.
I thought they were like, I gotta work tomorrow.
I have a family.
Crabs don't have vocal cords?
No.
Why they don't need to talk?
Have you ever heard a crab bark?
They don't.
I seen a crab smoke a cigarette on the internet.
He just had it in his hand. Hi, my.
But I think that this is the thing.
Why would a crab bark?
Because they don't have. I was just saying, you heard them do anything.
What if they did? What if you got a crab and it was like, meow? You'd be like, ah! What are you doing?
And this might sound stupid, but crabs can survive outside of water, right?
Yeah,
because I feel like I see them a lot out of water, but I don't see fish.
We're in
like
Puerto Rico.
You see them walking, but they eventually go back to the water.
So they're like alligators. Because alligators can be in the water, but then they can be in the ground and then go back in the water.
Well, I don't think crabs don't live on land. They just come on land.
But they cannot die if they're on land. Because if a fish is on land for 2 minutes, it's going to die, right?
Yeah.
But a crab will still be alive.
Yeah, but alligators can live on land.
They can live in the water.
But I don't think they live in the water.
They
thought they lived in land.
No, they live in the water.
They live in
the
water.
Crabs.
No, alligators. Alligators are delicious, too. Have you guys ever had alligator?
It's too a weird gamey texture. For me. It's a little too gamey.
Fried gator is fire.
Yeah, I feel like I've done it. I've done it. Good. Yeah, it's true. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of it.
It just tastes like oil.
I feel like we just like the batter of it. But gator has the texture, like octopus. Sometimes the texture is weird. In calamari, it's good, but in like.
Is calamari octopus?
Yeah. No. Squid.
Squid.
But isn't that the same thing, though?
No, they're different.
Same family, though?
Yeah, octopus have the little
tentacles.
And they have the suction cup on the tentacles. Squid are not like that. They have they're like longer.
Which one do you have to pee on your leg if it bites you?
That's a jellyfish.
Okay.
Why is that? I never
you peed on your leg before anything even happened. Right? I don't know if it's before or after, so I'm just going to get this out the way. Did you get a 4.0 in high school?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Side note,
Meg me knowing stuff. She said monosodium glutamate. Yes. I was like, okay, you just knew that? Like that really was like, I knew she was smart, but like,
that's crazy.
You knew MSG support.
Like, was that in stuff?
What's the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
She know a lot.
You know that's where you get potatoes from. You know you got to connect on russet. You got a package of russet coming on an 18-wheeler.
A packet of russet.
You asked that.
Like that gum? He just got it in his pocket?
What?
I don't know. I didn't.
Like the potatoes were gum, he just got into his pocket.
Just chewed potatoes.
He just shakes them like Skittles. I got some honey golds coming down March 1st. Got a fresh shipment. I'm a mean poppy on the docks.
Oh my gosh.
I would do shrimp all day though. I don't really eat crab, lobster, all that other stuff.
You had crabs all the time.
I shaved my hair early.
That's not true.
But you think crab is more of a delicacy than shrimp?
Yeah, it's more expensive, of course. Yeah,
sushi would not be nearly as good as it is without shrimp.
That's a lie.
Well, or crab. Yeah,
sushi is mostly fish.
I think it would
it's
be.
Mostly
no, shrimp
fish.
Tempura?
That's not real.
Not really
the only
sushi.
The stuff you know is
that's
what
tempura.
You really
just
means going
it's
to sushi
fried.
Restaurants and only ordering shrimp tempura.
I only get my sushi tempura style too. I got a big thing with like temperatures and food. Like I can't eat cold seafood.
That's really been happening
sushi.
To me. Like,
I know. I don't
get,
say that. I tell people.
Wait,
I only
you
tempura.
Can't eat cold shrimp.
I don't like certain meat cold. Like I don't do cold
like
crab.
Cocktail shrimp. You don't do that.
Not
at
y'all
all.
Eat cold.
I don't like shrimp cocktail either.
I
feel like shrimp cocktail is way colder than normal.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you guys eat? Do you guys eat cold chicken or pizza? I can't
no,
eat either.
I don't do that.
Cold
at all.
Chicken or pizza.
Yes, cold food will tell you if it was really good or not.
I can't. Like, you ever try to eat cold?
I'll
pizza?
Tell you.
Yes,
if it's really
white
good
people
or not.
Do that a lot. I can't.
I don't have no problem with cold pizza.
You eat cold pizza?
I don't mind it.
You are
trifling. It doesn't taste like anything.
I can do like room temp that has just been sitting
it
out,
tastes
but
like pizza?
Not.
That's
cold.
Nasty though. That's like that's
does.
Like
pizza
it was in between.
Shut up.
Being warm.
I'd rather it be.
You know what I've realized that the older I get, room my food temperature matters to me a lot more than it used to. Like if it's supposed to be hot, I want it like.
Bro,
super
Deon
hot.
Cole yeah. had such a funny joke about that. He said he was with this young girl. She tried to give him something. He was like, "Girl, you can't just be putting it in. I got a specialty for special things. I got this food. This side is for the cold stuff. This is for the hot. You trying to put something cold on the hot side?" Me and Melissa laughed so hard. Because as you get older, your teeth do be sensitive to like,
man.
People be eating ice and stuff. It hurts my teeth.
Yeah. Let me tell you
looking
something.
Looking at them chewing.
Oh, I'd be like.
The end of my front tooth chipped yesterday, and I don't know how it happened.
Oh, God.
But I have been terrified all
it's
day
the worst.
That something is going to hurt when I drink or eat. Like, I can't take
or you take a deep breath. It's
man,
too much cold
my
wind.
My ass cheeks have been tight all day just preparing
for
the
visual,
pain.
It'll get you.
It's not right now,
you got
but
freckles on your
it.
Butt?
I do.
No. Really? You going to ask that? On your butt?
You got freckles on your
here.
Butt?
Half this tooth is fake on me. Yeah. And it broke when I was 7 on the side. And then
well, you got a fake
it.
Tooth?
No, the front is like a quarter fake.
Really?
And then it re-broke after the drop one day. Do you remember?
Oh, I
your tooth dropped?
He was like, my tooth just broke. I got to go to
the doctor. Today on the drop,
like,
my
yo,
tooth.
I can't live life like this. So I went to the dentist and then they put like some, I don't know what.
How'd you get, how you break your tooth?
On a slide. I was actually in Korea. I went down a slide and my head hit.
See, man, when we were kids, we used to get legit injuries playing outside. And, you ever failing and clicked your chin on your knee with your tongue out?
Oh,
yeah.
Or even falling off bikes. My kids never even fell off a bike. We
my daughter didn't even know how to ride a bike.
My kids didn't even know how to ride a bike.
What?
My daughter
didn't. You live in a perfectly good ride your bike
kids
neighborhood.
Do not ride
they don't
their
be
bikes
to ride
like bike.
That. They ride razors.
Why? You didn't make them? Like, hey, go ride your bike.
Nah, I was like, I took them outside. I was like.
Yeah, because you didn't want to be outside.
No, they don't. Remember when we were young, that was the only way to get around. Your mom was not dropping you off nowhere. You want to go
and
play
we
at
had
your friend's
the
house?
Best adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up with all the homies and ride through the
but
city.
But there
on the
don't
bikes.
Be no bikes out.
Right.
Like, you don't be seeing kids ride bikes like that
I
anymore.
Don't.
Like,
I
that ain't.
Why the, this why. Is why all of our kids friends. Are like Jaden Smith. Like,
nah, that's why. This is why they changed the recipe on all our favorite cereals because these kids aren't active.
You're so upset about that.
I am so fuck these kids, bro. 30% less your sugar in Foster Man. Fuck these kids, bro.
I remember
my mama's dog.
They took
so
30% of the sugar
mad.
Out of
you don't
the
think you just outgrew it?
I was like, bro, I be drinking these too.
Bro,
I want full
they need
sugar.
To have some for like the 18 and over people, dog. Like, who decide, like, I don't want to have to do nothing. I'm okay with being
they
fat.
They do. It's called
like,
alcohol.
They cut, nah, fuck that, man. I'm talking about our food, though, bro.
You don't even mad at the kids snack. Y'all took 30%
back, right?
Of sugar
and
out
of alcohol is 21 and over, D's, so shut up, man.
You can always put sugar on your
no, but it's not. It's not just regular sugar, man. It's a special
whiskey. Yeah, you are really riled up.
What about cinnamon toast crunch? Hey,
cinnamon toast crunch did not change.
Shut up.
Cinnamon
yes, it is. They changed it. It's 30% less sugar in the cinnamon toast crunch.
You can
man,
tell
it's
that?
It's not that easy. It's a ratio. It's not just sugar.
You know the ratio.
And nutmeg.
I don't know the ratio.
You just talking because you know words. Don't do that right now. What I'm talking about right now is serious.
I don't know ratio.
You out here playing with it. I'm not playing with it.
I'm not playing with this
food. It looks like cinnamon toast crunch.
Here, this is what you do. This is what happened when I ran out of Frosted Flakes, but we had Corn Flakes. You have to put sugar in the milk and then mix it in so that the milk is sweet. And then you put the cereal in there and it actually tricks
that
you into thinking
that. That sounds fat as hell.
I would just get the banana.
That just sounds fat.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Do y'all put ice in your cereal?
You gotta trick the cereal.
What?
Do you guys put ice in your cereal? I'm like learning that's a new thing.
No. Gene Simmons does that.
People be putting to make your milk colder.
That's gonna make your milk like watery though.
Yeah. People be putting ice in there.
If you just use vanilla almond milk though, it tastes better than just adding the
gas.
Sugar.
I use that too, but
that's dope.
That is gas.
It's all gas.
You get gas from?
Oh no, I hate that.
No, it's just gas.
It's how the young people say that's good. I had the same process.
I was like, wait, that's no dairy,
gassy. All right, so let's do the tally up.
Okay,
what we got?
So based on the fact that shrimp is so much. Shut up. That shrimp is way more versatile of a player. It's the Patrick Mahomes of meats. What? I'm going with shrimp.
Okay. Shrimp over crab legs.
Yes. To the Patrick Mahomes.
Deezy?
We've been together for a long time, nope. So I'm going to have to rock with shrimp too. But I do love crab, and that'll be my honorable mention right there. But okay. It's just too much work.
Well, I mean, just say one, nigga.
Shrimp.
Yeah. This is tough. This is a tough show. Shrimp.
Shrimp?
Shrimp with no shell.
I'm going crab legs.
Mm. I'm going crab, too.
Really? Well,
I could go my whole life without ever eating shrimp again.
I could not. Really? I can't go the rest of the week.
I'm crab legs.
The rest of the week.
I can't. I'm going to Bubba Gums tomorrow.
All those shrimp on
tomorrow. It's a fact.
Okay. That's all right, well, listen, Shrimps have it on that one. Let's get into this next topic, last topic.
Okay.
All right, here it is. Phone call versus text.
Man,
I'm
a
text
listen,
guy.
Text message is very, very easy for your message to get lost in translation if you don't read it like they wrote it.
Yeah.
And that's a very quick way. Somebody could be joking with you. You could be taking it seriously. Vocal tone and inflection will tell you everything to know. So I think it's a no-brainer. It has to be phone call.
Okay.
You old, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You was around when the rotary was here. So
he still has one.
That's no joke,
still has one. Still has one. I like to text because, like, I don't know if I tell. I be stuttering.
I'm going to give you a full body message. Like, is that a massage? A full body message.
That was funny, Anthony.
You're dumb. Yeah, I don't know, man. I like to just read some messages sometimes and kind of process it and process what I like to say. Mm. But if I need an immediate answer, then like obviously a phone call. It's certain things, man. I don't know. This show is dumb. I hate it.
Why did you let it get you so flustered? Jesus. Ask you who you were voting for.
I got commitment issues, so I just be like, which one is it?
Wow.
This show is dumb. I hate it.
Oh, gosh.
For me, I would always prefer texting.
You be dipping your pen in ink.
To my Ferris.
No, his quill. He got a quill.
To my Ferris ribs. I remember on yesterday.
I don't write my food letters anymore.
Three fortnights ago, I fell in love with your bride, bro.
Okay.
All right. Jesus.
Four score and
six. Read the room.
All right. All right, Ace Aiken.
Your dear.
You called him what?
Abe Stinkin'.
Oh, wow. And the beard sells it.
Oh, man, if he had a top hat on right now.
Make
that face. I'm going to see if I can find
it. Abe Stinkin'.
I'm going to find a sticker.
Shut up.
It's okay.
I'm taller than all of you guys.
That's
me.
Don't use it against me. Dang, that was good.
I will always use texting over phone call, and if there's ever like any misunderstanding, I will just call to verify.
That's so much work. You could just call from the beginning, and then you wouldn't have had to.
I like to hear people's voices. I like to talk. It's probably hard to believe.
It's just like
it's probably hard to believe. I'm a talker. I like to talk, so I want to hear these conversations.
My own voice.
You don't leave no space for them to talk.
He
you just
don't.
Be talking.
And he also texts a lot. He be texting like full.
That's what I hate about
we are bored. Listen, man.
Yeah, man, you only be coming back with. I would send him three paragraphs. He'd be like, yeah. All right. I'd be like, bro, talk to me.
It's like a long Instagram caption.
Me.
Instagram caption too long. I'm just like, I'm out.
That's one reason I don't like texting. If it can't be said, our whole conversation cannot be said in three texts, then I'm done. You need to call me.
What?
You need to call me. That means it's too much. I'm not doing this all day. Just
how can you gauge that before you send a text? What time?
4:30. Are you sure?
I'm saying,
that's it. Call me now.
Well, you know, when you're about to hit somebody up, you know if it's supposed to be like a long conversation or a short one, right?
Yeah.
So that's my whole point. If it's going to be a long one, just call me. Let's talk about it because I got a lot of stuff to do. I can talk to you on the phone and multitask. I cannot really multitask if I have to do this though.
That's the thing. I can multitask easier with texting. Like, let me fire a text off. Boom. Do stuff. Do stuff.
But have you ever type a text and forget?
Yeah, that happens.
In the middle, I've gotten mad at other people for not responding to me. Go to my text and be like, "Man, you didn't even send that."
And I will make this argument for text messages with the inclusion of all the emojis and the GIFs that you can put in your conversation.
It's amazing.
It takes it to a different level. Wait, and then like text with like chat rooms like that you have on your phone
too.
You know
what I've been doing a lot lately is the the voice memo on the phone.
That's great.
That's
the best part of texting because it's like I feel like when you're on the phone with me, you're holding me hostage.
Yes.
If I send you a voice note,
I can say what I want.
Tone, listen to what I say, but you also, because on the phone, then it just be dragging on. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't want this no more.
It's that awkward silence in between.
I want to go away from you. I want to go my. I want to go to my home. 2898 Sycamore Street. Yeah. That's my house.
Wait, somebody going to show up to your house.
I fall from grace.
I was like, Kevin.
I want to go to my home. 2898 Sycamore Street.
And I know his street. I was like, why would you do that?
I remember that from Boston.
I do. Wait, was that the old lady? Was that the old lady?
Yeah, she's like, I want to go to my home. That's what I do when people are on the phone with me. Like, I don't want to do
this. The voice memo works so well because in an instance where you have a long text message and you don't want something to get lost in a translation, you can literally just say it and they can hear your tone and what you're saying it with. True. So then they can respond either voice memo or they can respond with the text. Like, oh, okay, I understand what you're saying.
People always respond voice memo, though. If you send voice memo, then they're like, oh,
give it back.
Like, oh, I got this too.
Yeah, yeah.
We do voice memo all the time, like when she's cooking or whatever, or preoccupied. You can fire off a lot of information shortly,
absolutely,
and then you're done. But now I don't have to be on the phone,
yeah, absolutely.
And like, and I also don't like people like me and Doughboy do this usually because I used to be on live all the time. Like, don't call me directly because you could stop my live. So he'll always hit me ? Like if he needs to talk, and then when I can hit him, I'll call him. When I have a free moment.
Exactly. That's been working for years for us. Oh,
man. Yeah. If you just call me, you're arresting my whole time.
And then, like, another thing with because we are all creatives and because we do shoot with iPhones, like, I'm always cognizant of, like, someone might be shooting, too. So, like, for me to just call, I don't know what I'm interrupting. It. Phone could go off in a meeting or
and that's the other thing
something.
About texting. Like, you can fire for a quick answer in a meeting. Then people call you like, bro, I can text you. I can't talk right now. Like, I can answer you quickly. Like, we've been here for, what, 4 or 5 hours? Every break, hit my wife, yes, this, that, boom. Put my phone back down, start shooting.
Yeah.
If you want me to talk, I'm not going to be able to talk to you.
Yeah,
we've been here what, since 9 o'clock? It's almost 3. Like, I won't be able to talk to you until 3 o'clock.
But this is what I can say. This is where I would feel like phone conversations would be better when it comes to sex, because you can have phone sex. Sexting is corny and weird.
No,
no, it's not.
I don't like sexting. I'd be like,
well, you have trouble reading.
You sex Pizza Hut.
Show me your meat, so I'll show you
show me your
two
meat.
Two episodes ago, huh?
Okay. And they both are at the pizza Hut. Okay.
You need to stop this shit.
I'm going to just shut the fuck up.
He's been working Pizza Hut for you all day.
I don't even know what I'm doing wrong at this point.
Show me your sauce.
How did this happen again?
I'll show you my sauce.
I'm like, I just thought I wore the dust off of it. It came right back.
My dough's rising. How about yours?
My dough's rising.
You can get the works, too. This is going to be supreme.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza references.
This is gonna be hot and fresh.
But wait,
it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Oh my god!
There's so many of them.
It's not delivery.
Oh,
but wait, what?
Sexting is weird though. What do y'all be sexting? Like, hey, is your butt still big? Like, what do you say?
You just have sex.
You got boobs? I'm going to touch your boobs.
Anything you say like that. Yeah. Hey, is your butt still
big? Why are you Cookie Monster while you're saying it?
You just said
what
that.
What is the voice?
Hey, is your butt still big?
That's not good for phone sex either.
Sexting is... What are you
hold on.
Stop spitting on me, damn it.
You can't have it. He got Pizza Hut on the mind. He just over there slapping Salamela.
Nah. Nah. Say here. He said, hey, do you have boobs? Wouldn't that be something you already know? Are you eight?
What do you say in a sexting conversation?
Just say you don't know.
Oh, I just know
asking
phone
an
sex?
Adult woman if
oh,
she has boobs.
Man. I'm not, I'm just
obviously
saying.
Obviously, that's not going to work.
I'm just saying. Sometimes my girl hey, would text me some boobs? Sexy shit. I'll be like, man. Shit, like, what is this? Like,
you say something back.
I don't mean knowing what to say. I just be like, hard eyes. I don't know. It's just
hard eyes.
No, like, what do you want me to say?
Oh, yeah, I'm really
curious to you. Cluster, like, trying tonight. To be hip. Trying to be hip.
Dot dot dot. Like, it's just weird. Y'all really be sexy.
Hey, do you have boobs?
Sexting comes in more forms of
you be sexy
photos and videos than anything.
You don't show no videos doing your whole thing. You be doing? Yeah, I have my shirt off. That's probably not sexy.
I've actually been. I actually haven't been making movies lately. I've just been like,
You said you haven't been making movies lately.
I used to have like a lot of sex videos in my phone, but now I just be like,
this nigga called the movie.
I was like looking at him like, I don't really like looking at myself like that. He just stopped this. So,
man. I'm sure the person who received him was like, I was trying not to remember that whole night. There's a lot more whiskey than you remember. You're sober. I have.
You're sober. I'm not. What? What is wrong with
you? Yeah, boobs.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think you've ever had phone sex or sex before, if that's your
that
opening.
Is not
I just think it's a dumb thing to text.
Boobs, Christian Mark.
Now, maybe pictures or videos, okay, but just words?
Still
are y'all just, okay, but are y'all really texting sexy words?
Nigga, it's sexy the same words? As talking.
Tonight we go fuck. Like, are you texting that? When you say, I would never want to text any of these things. Like, I want to.
Why are you saying? Is this what you say during phone sex?
Nah,
I
man.
Know you're rocking with this.
Oh yeah.
What's up, Lex?
I know you're rocking
oh
with
my
this.
Gosh, that's so
oh
funny.
Shit!
Hilarious.
But wait, would y'all rather wait? Where does FaceTime fall in this?
Don't
I
ever FaceTime me.
I like FaceTime.
My homegirl FaceTime me this like morning FaceTime? While we were setting up. It's like, how dare you FaceTime me before 10 a.m.?
Listen, my
we
cousin,
haven't discussed this at all.
To hear, my cousin, she's doing. Like 25. Her and her friend FaceTime like this. Then they just set the phone down, and it hits the ceiling, and then they just talk on it.
No.
They're not even like, oh.
No.
That's what my little. That's
I do that.
Like, oh,
really?
I do.
I'm guilty.
It's a young thing.
What is that?
Because think about it. A lot of them didn't have, like, real phones. Their parents gave them the used phone, and then they only had Wi-Fi. So in order
sense.
To talk to their friends, they had to do FaceTime.
Okay,
so they're used to that.
I didn't
a lot
know,
of sense.
I didn't know that because they have the phones now, but that makes sense. Here's where I only use FaceTime. When I'm FaceTiming children, like I want to see the baby or see this person, or I need you to show me something.
Right.
Like, oh, I need to show you how to do a thing. But just to be looking in your face, like, oh, I see your face. Bye.
I FaceTime
do you have boobs?
You'll be FaceTiming the Uber Eats driver when you're on the way to your house. I knew it wasn't going to work. I was like, you don't have to do it. I was like, yes, I do.
It was actually kind of funny. I could see it. Let me see my food. Let me see my food. That's not what I asked for. Those fries aren't full. Go back.
Put the camera on the bag. Don't touch nothing. count
that's
the
what
tots.
You should have to do because they be eating
the
tots them.
Now.
They be eating them.
There was a study. They said like 30% of them will take one of your fries, different things.
Mm-hmm. I drove Uber, I would take a bite out of your sandwich.
We know.
Take it out
the
company.
Sandwich, niggas. Like that was a couple of shots. We know.
Take it up with the company. I ain't even go in that bag. It's that them tots, you think a couple fries ain't gone?
Oh, yeah.
That's part
oh,
of the game. Snap. If I picked up food for y'all, y'all would know I'm eating some of the fries.
And people don't tip really
I was
well,
just about to say, I don't know if I'm getting a tip. This is my tip.
You know people don't tip. Here's a tip. Get another job. All
right. Yeah. Here's
another wing, too.
Here's another thing, though. Don't
eight wings. You got six, though.
Unless it's work-related, don't put me in a group text or a group message on Instagram or anything like that.
Fact.
Unless it's work-related. Like, people, like, when y'all shoot me the ideas for verses, just shoot it to me. You don't have to put me, Kev, Meg, Pat, Doughboy.
They do that?
All the, yeah, some people have been doing that.
Can't
I
just, even see
I'm
it.
Not
I
even,
have my DMs off.
I am
follow.
Not even going to look at it. I am automatically going to delete it if you put me in a group message with somebody because I don't need that.
I want to go back to the food thing one time. I ordered Postmates for a shoot that we were on, and I ordered orange juice. And there was the orange juice
oh,
was
yeah.
in the cup holder. And the lady was like, they forgot your orange juice. And I was like, what is that? They're like, they forgot your orange juice.
Kevin written
just
on
pulled
it.
Off. I
remember that's when we got the former boys that morning.
Yeah.
We had the burritos.
I was like, but I'm thirsty. Yeah. They're like, I'm thirsty.
There was videos going viral when everybody was trying to get the chicken sandwiches from Popeyes, and people was like showing up and eating their sandwiches too. I'm gonna just stop talking for the rest of the episode.
Eating their sandwich?
I got nothing else to offer, man. I've been there since 9 a.m.
No, you haven't.
We have not. Only me, Tahir, and Josh were on time.
Yeah.
DZ was late.
I was late.
You were late because your dogs. You were musty. And Pat was late, and then he left.
Pat.
He spent the night at that man's house, though. Ha ha, more Pat jokes.
All right, so let's go ahead and do the tally real quick. Doe, where you at with it?
What was the thing again?
Texting or phone call?
Texting.
Phone, because I need to hear your voice, because 80% of communication is
nonverbal.
That's nonverbal?
Nonverbal.
No,
what?
Man, phone calls.
I'm sleepy, shit.
With a fun fact on top of that?
Literally defeat the whole point.
That was the worst reason ever.
Because 80% of communication is nonverbal, which would lead you to think I was going to say texting, but you'd be wrong. I don't know what I'm saying. Write a letter.
Kev, where you at with it?
Texting, please. Okay. Don't at me. If not, never got on the phone again, ever.
Yeah.
I would be happy.
I'll be straight with it.
Everything could be text or email. I could read faster.
Or voice memo. Mm-hmm.
Except you think I'm like voice memo is like halfway.
Mm-hmm. But it's a happy medium. It's a happy medium.
That's still considered texting though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Text
message me.
Call me, because I don't
oh
have...
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying
thirst
to read
ass.
All your...
Why? You can read fast.
No,
you have
but
good
then I have to also type fast, and I don't feel like using...
You got a voice memo. Use your phone.
You can
That's
do text
so
to type.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate.
No, it's not. It's certain times... I have a whole theory about that. I think it's somebody that's listening on Apple, and they actually are the ones to type it.
Stop.
Because wait
they
a
care
minute,
about
let,
your text
let,
conversations.
Let me, listen, it's about
they
to
wouldn't
blow
have
your mind.
The time
listen! They really have somebody back there. They have like thousands of people in India. They're like typing because sometimes if you notice, you're very clear and then it comes out totally off. And then it's like, well, why?
I'm sure they're
technology.
Listening to what you're saying, but
not for text. They are. They're doing this. And some people don't know how to type good. That's my whole thing.
Your son ain't never going to be able to play outside by himself.
Never.
All the conspiracies in your
where
mind.
Where you at with it?
I'm going to go with the text, man.
Text?
You got a little bit of everything in there. You got the emojis. You can send the voice memos.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't mention this. You just brought this up. Sometimes the GIF is a better response.
Oh,
than
absolutely!
Anything you,
ever
text.
Anything you can ever that, say, either
or say.
A GIF will give you the tone in which
yep.
a person is.
Say
yep.
here
yep.
on a group chat, GIF game out of this world.
How do you have them just saved?
No, I know which ones I love, and I just go with that.
Him and Josh, and their GIF game makes conversation because you're like, I get it. You don't even have to say anything.
It changes the game.
You can't GIF in text.
Right,
I'm going to show you a picture. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And you can screenshot quickly. Stuff too. Screenshotting and sending stuff really
man.
Helps as well.
Yeah. Like one time I was literally trying to, export one of the squad casts, and it like came out hella bang. And I was like, Kev, I don't know what's going on. He literally just screen recorded what I needed to do, didn't have to call or anything, and sent that straight to me. And I was like, bruh, come on, it's nothing better.
You can screenshot, circle the thing.
Bruh, there's no reason for you ever to hear my voice over the phone. Other than like a voice.
Some
member.
People we talk like Tony Baker refuses to talk on the phone.
You can be next to Tony and call him and he will not answer. He'll look at the phone, look at you. Throw the phone across the room so he can't answer. Look what you want from me, man.
Tony hates talking on the phone.
Oh, my soul.
Tony said everything can be texted, but it's important. It's important. Text it fast.
No, really but important. You know what I don't like when people text is that they expect an immediate response. And to me, texting means not necessarily
but see, that's
immediate.
Why I feel like Apple ruined everything.
Well, no. I feel like phone calls mean it's a little more urgent. That's why I'm calling you. Texting, I get to it when I get to it.
But no, see, that's where Apple ruined it when they gave you those three bubbles. When I see them three bubbles, now I'm waiting for you to send me a response.
I haven't seen that in a while. Is that still a thing?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a little and if I see them bubbles, now I'm waiting now. So hurry up.
But those bubbles literally could be like when you open up a message, if you accidentally hit the keyboard, once that blue cursor starts going, like that literally could be the bubbles, but they're not planning on responding. They just read it, accidentally hit the keyboard, and set the phone, went back to whatever they was doing.
Which is
the only thing about text that's bad for me, and this me and Doe are talking about this, sometimes you mean to respond to a text and you just forget.
Ah, yeah,
That happens to me.
I do that way too much.
Because you
so
just
bad.
Get caught up and Things you forget, and people be like, man, I hit you. And then sometimes I'll remember a week later, like, oh my God, I never even responded back to that.
Yeah.
And then people think you're ghosting them or you're being Hollywood. And sometimes you just forgot. If you answer the phone, you can't forget. Yep, you know what I'm saying? You might forget to call somebody back. But there's a phone in my text that I'd be like, I mean, a text message that I know I forgot. And then I'd be texting people and they don't hit me back. And I'd be like, oh, you think you're better than me, huh? I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. They did it on purpose. I did it on accident. God knows my heart.
Well, I think the Texans have it. We got text,
phone.
Yeah. Phone. Text messages have it. So there you go. Thank you, man. Don't ever call me.
Text and drive. Don't text and drive.
What is wrong with you
right
now?
I text and drive. I do.
I know. You're terrible.
That is not okay,
I've
man.
I've been reading comments on videos that I've been in and driving.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and sign up.
You really better not do that. Huh? Don't.
Don't want to run off a cliff.
Don't.
If I mean, guy reading Instagram comments,
that's terrible.
I'm going to roast you in your funeral.
But if I'm texting, that's cool?
No, that's not okay.
No, I mean, but either way, I'd be mad at you.
We'll see you next episode. Make sure you keep sending those suggestions into my inbox on Instagram. You don't have to email me. Please don't email me. Just Instagram me. Bro, like y'all don't
email
follow instructions, bro. Don't email me. Just hit
me
up on Instagram.
You did say email me early in the show, though.
Okay. God, you were right.
First episode or two.
I did. Just Instagram me. Don't email me because I might think that's a gig or something. You'd be like, hey, I got some ideas for verses. No. I'm looking for that bread in that email. So just go ahead and Instagram
that bread
me.
In life.
We'll see y'all in the next episode.